examining the FAA Reform Act 2 years later. Was this promotional video ill-gotten? And smoke on the plane stops 2 weekend flights. This is Aero News for Tuesday, February 4th, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Aviation Subcommittee Chairman Frank Lobiondo, Republican of New Jersey, will conduct a congressional hearing on Wednesday to examine the progress the FAA has made in implementing provisions of the FAA Modernization and Reform Act of 2012 over the last 2 years. The Reform Act was enacted on February 14, 2012, and contains provisions intended to improve the safety and efficiency of the civil aviation system now and into the future. It provides the FAA with resources needed to safely operate the air traffic control system, invest in airport infrastructure, and continue implementing the next generation air transportation system. The hearing, entitled The FAA Modernization and Reform Act of 2012, 2 years later, is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. on Wednesday in the Rayburn House Office Building. Witnesses scheduled to appear include Michael Huerta, Administrator of the FAA, Calvin Scoville III, Inspector General, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and Dr. Gerald Dillingham, Director, Civil Aviation Issues in the Government Accountability Office. A promotional video being used by the City of Nashua, New Hampshire on its Nashua Dares website features video captured using a camera mounted on a UAV, and the production company openly admits it has not received a special exemption from the FAA to conduct such flights. The city may also run afoul of the FAA's rules by hiring the company to make the video, which it says was selected specifically for its ability to provide such dramatic aerial images. In awarding the $7,000 contract for 2 short videos, Thomas Galligani, the Nashua Economic Development Director, said in a memo that the use of such new technology is what set New Sky Productions apart from its competitors, according to a report in the Nashua Telegraph. The video reportedly has a close-up view of the golden eagle that adorns the top of City Hall among its many clips. New Sky Productions co-founder Grant Morris lives in Nashua and said that the FAA's policies are out of date and it should revisit the use of UAVs for commercial purposes. He said many companies are using them despite the FAA's ban and, quote, they need to start licensing it, end quote. Morris said he understands that it is a hot-button issue and his company is, quote-unquote, testing the waters with the FAA. He said safety should be everyone's top priority, but that such aircraft are being used all over the place today, and the FAA's policies are not keeping up with technology. 2 flights from different airports were canceled Friday and Saturday when both reported smoke in the aircraft. The first incident occurred Friday, according to NBC News. A United Boeing 777 that had just departed from Dulles Airport en route to Germany was diverted to Newark, New Jersey, when smoke reportedly filled the passenger cabin. The plane landed safely, the passengers were rebooked on a Saturday flight, and no injuries were reported. On Saturday, a Delta Airlines 737-800, getting set for a morning departure from Philadelphia, was recalled to the gate when the pilot reported smoke on the plane. Philly.com reports the plane had just pushed back from the gate and was starting to taxi when smoke was reported in the cockpit. Fire crews met the plane on the taxiway and the smoke dissipated. The plane was allowed to return to the gate and all 159 passengers were taken off without further incident. Vans Aircraft has issued a service bulletin for all of its RV6, 6A, 7, 7A, 8, 8A flying or under construction aircraft following the discovery of cracks in the forward spar of the horizontal stabilizer that have been found emanating from the stress relief notch at the inboard end of the spar flanges. In the bulletin, effective immediately, Vans Aircraft says all aircraft should be inspected for such cracks and if they are present, appropriate action is spelled out in the bulletin. If no cracks are detected, no immediate action is necessary, but the inspection should be repeated at each subsequent annual inspection until such time that the service bulletin has been complied with in its entirety. The bulletin describes in detail the steps that should be taken to repair the cracks if found, in order to return the aircraft to an airworthy condition. Bell Helicopter has signed an agreement with the New York Police Department for four Bell 429 helicopters. The aircraft will be used for airborne law enforcement patrol, serving the citizens of New York City and surrounding jurisdictions. The NYPD currently has three Bell 421 EPs in service for a variety of missions ranging from search and rescue at sea to gathering intelligence and combating terrorism. Delivery of the NYPD's new Bell 429s is anticipated to be complete in 2015. When Aero News continues, 5,000 applicants for 300 jobs. Using UAVs to protect wetlands. But the FAA says no to UAV beer deliveries.
Redbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Redbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Tuesday, February 4th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Norwegian Airlines continues to expand internationally and is currently establishing new crew bases in New York, New York, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. More than 5,500 Americans are competing for 300 jobs as cabin crew on Norwegian's routes between the U.S. and Europe and Asia. Norwegian began recruiting U.S. cabin crew back in October of last year, and so far the response has been overwhelming. As we said, more than 5,500 applicants for 300 jobs. So far, about 170 persons have been offered jobs in Fort Lauderdale and New York, while the remaining 130 are still being recruited to the two U.S. crew bases. Several of the early hires have, in fact, already had their first days in the air. The airline's human resources director called the overflow of applicants a, quote-unquote, luxury problem. Central Michigan University has acquired the only unmanned aerial vehicle in Michigan, a 6-foot-long helicopter equipped with a hyperspectral camera that will significantly advance research imaging of Great Lakes wetlands. The camera takes extremely high-resolution images in 334 colors, compared to the typical cameras that capture just three. For comparison, think of the red, green, and blue color sliders in Photoshop or iPhoto. Then imagine 334 of those sliders. Researchers will use the semi-autonomous helicopter, controlled via computer or by radio waves, to capture images of vegetation and wetlands throughout the Great Lakes Basin. Their work will continue the fight against invasive species, protect rare plants, and ultimately help to preserve and protect the world's largest supply of fresh water. The president of the Stevens Point, Wisconsin brewery, Lake Made Beer, took a cue from Amazon.com and has released a video on YouTube of an unmanned aircraft delivering beer to ice fishermen in Minnesota, and the video has drawn the wrath of the FAA. In the video, a clerk is seen taking an order and attaching a 12-pack. Well, it's actually a 10-pack because two of the bottles were removed so the aircraft could actually fly. But anyway, they were attached to a 6-rotor copter, which then flies off to a fishing shack on a frozen lake. Jack Supple, the brewery president, said in a recent television interview relayed by Mashable.com that he felt that it was smarter and safer to deliver on a frozen lake than to a congested city. That was not, however, the opinion of the FAA, which contacted the company to tell them they were conducting a commercial enterprise with a UAV in U.S. airspace. That is still verboten, the agency says. They referred Supple to the agency's roadmap for integration of UAVs into the national airspace system. New rules are supposed to be in place by 2015 that could allow the airborne beer delivery to take place. But until then, ice fishermen will have to get their beer the old-fashioned way. So it seems the FAA is drawing a line in the sand, or ice, as it were. Using UAVs to fight invasive species is okay, but using a UAV to shoot a marketing video or deliver a product is still verboten. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.